play it out then. If he's going to be the nominee, as you're saying that you feel that he will be, match him up against President Obama. Does it come down to who's a better campaigner? Does it come down to who has better organization? Or does it simply come down to what a lot of us have been saying, which is this is an election that's going to be litigated on the economy, and depending on how the numbers look on election day as far as unemployment and, you know, where we're headed with the economy in a general sense and how people feel about it, is that the ultimate deciding factor? And no matter who the Republican is, President Obama goes down if the economy doesn't turn around.
Look, all President Obama is going to try to run a campaign, I think, that's going to be similar to what George W. Bush ran in 2004. George W. Bush had low approval ratings. Iraq was not in good shape. He had other problems. The economy was not particularly strong. And the only way he could run a campaign that was going to reelect him was to make the opponent unacceptable to the middle. And so the Bush campaign was extraordinarily effective at defining John Kerry. Right? What do you remember about John Kerry in 2004 from an objective standpoint? You remember flip-flopping,
right,
windsurfing? I was for the 87 bill before I voted against it. You know, these are the things you remember, and they defined him before he defined himself. Yeah. I think that's what Obama's going to try to do. He's going to have $1 billion to do that. Perry may be someone that he can go after for a number of reasons. He's been going for a very long time, and so every time you make a decision, you obviously create enemies. But ultimately, the reason I think Perry's the strongest nominee next fall is the economic model that Texas has. I mean, Governor Perry's going to be able to say, in Texas, we have 8% unemployment, 1,000 people move here a day. We created more jobs since the recovery began than all our 49 states combined. We have no state income tax. We have tort reform. We have all these things that are appealing. People want to come to Texas. They want to flee places like California and New York and Detroit. So that's the model we have in Texas. That's the model I'm going to bring to the national debate if I'm elected president. And let's look at the other model. Let's look at the federal model that exists today. You have unemployment over 9%, 16% when you include people who are underemployed. You have the largest number of people in history on food stamps. You have the two largest deficits in the history of the country have been run in the last 2 years. You have a debt that's gone up to $16 trillion by the end of 2012. The federal model is clearly failing. And so I think Governor Perry is going to be in a position to prosecute the economic failure of the Obama administration as effectively as anyone. And the other point I'll make is it's very different from Romney too. Romney may have a little bit more fluidity on the economic issues because of his investment sort of background at Bain. Mm-hmm. But he cannot prosecute Obamacare. And Perry can. Perry's suing Obamacare. We've done nothing in Texas that's similar to what Romney did in Massachusetts. So when that Supreme Court decision is rendered, which is likely to be in late June 2012, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, if they throw the whole thing out, if they just invalidate the individual mandate, or if they uphold it, that issue that timeline is going to guarantee that Obamacare is going to be one of the two issues the campaign's fought on. And so in the fall. So I think Governor Perry's in a position to prosecute that in a much more effective way than Romney. You know, I've said recently that there are four numbers that we will know by Labor Day next year that will tell us whether Obama's going to win re-election or not. The first is the unemployment rate. If it's above 8%, as we expect it will, mm-hmm. no president has won re-election with unemployment rate over 7.2% since FDR. Mm-hmm. It's 9.1% today. It will likely still be over 8%. You have to create over 250,000 jobs a month just to stay with population growth. That doesn't even bring the unemployment rate mm-hmm. down. We haven't been at 250,000 jobs a month in several months and don't appear to be anytime soon. The second is the price of gasoline. Mm-hmm. We're still at, I think, around $3.25 or $3.50 a gallon. If it's still at or near $3 a gallon next Labor Day, as I think it could be, those are two psychological numbers that don't have tremendous impact on the global economy or sort of our debt, but they're numbers that people understand. They give people a feeling for sort of how the economy is doing for them and their neighbors and sort of the direction of the country. The other two numbers, and I think they're directly impacted by those first two numbers, are the right track, wrong track number, right? If you ask people, do you believe the country's heading in the right direction or the wrong direction, it's called the right track, wrong track number. That number's been wrong track 60% or above basically for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. I think most people, when you look at the Obama downgrade of the credit rating to AA+ from S&P recently, when you look at the debt ceiling fight and other things that have happened, I think most people feel not very confident about the future for America. They don't feel like the next generation is going to have the same opportunities that this generation or that the previous generation had. So if that wrong track number is wrong, is a majority wrong, then that's a real problem for President Obama. And the last is just sort of the reelect number. I mean, if the vote were held today, will you or will you not vote for President Obama for reelection? He is, when incumbents are below 50 at the reelect number, history shows no matter what office they're running for, they rarely win. What that means is that if you're under 50, that means there's undecideds. Undecideds very rarely break for the incumbent late because they know the incumbent. Mm-hmm. They don't know the challenger. And if the incumbent is below 50, that means there's a lot of uncertainty about whether they want to vote for the incumbent. So next Labor Day, we're going to have those four statistics. Are going to be pretty well ingrained. Those numbers don't necessarily move after Labor Day. People have already started to make impressions. And so we're going to know if when you look at the unemployment rate next Labor Day, when you look at the Price of gasoline, you look at the right track, wrong track number, and you look at the reelect number for the president. Those four numbers are going to tell us very clearly whether he can win or not. All he can do is run a very negative race like the Bush campaign did in 2004 to make his opponent unacceptable to independents and to the broad middle. And so whether he's able to effectively do that and based on whether the economy is recovering to a greater extent than it is today, I think will tell us whether he's able to win re-election.
Yep. And I think just in the in the sense of political theater, we are going to be seeing, if it is a Perry-Obama matchup, two of the best campaigners probably in the history of this country. When you have somebody in this state who's never lost an election since 1985 and President Obama, who just had this meteoric rise. And, you know, on either side, you look at Republicans or Democrats and talk to them and they'll say, man, that guy can give a speech. And you could say that about either one.
Yeah, these are two truly remarkable political figures in terms of the practice of politics, right? President Obama was an outstanding candidate in 2008. He was charismatic. He gave a great speech. He gave people hope. I think that a lot of the impressions people had about him have changed, partially because he inherited a mess, but also partially because people have questions about the record that he's put forward. Governor Perry is an outstanding campaigner. I mean, ask anyone in Texas who's run against him or been on a ticket with him. He's someone that fires up crowds, that's very disciplined, that has an outstanding team that's been with him for 10 years or so. He understands social media and the internet and blogs. And he understands the base, and he understands sort of the rhythms of the base and sort of what issues are consistent with his principles but also impact the base.
Matt Mikowiak, thank you.